Family musical?
Ooh, that would be sick. Okay. You ate that. Ah. If I do it, you do get 10%.
Yay!
Yay! I ate that. In the background, too. Yay!
It was so small.
You ate that.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
So, a lot of you know that I was a part of the Black and Unlimited digital development series presented by Hooray and Walmart. Shout out to Issa, shout out to Walmart. And they set us up for success, right? We were stacked with some equipment. We had some good summit days, some good dinners, some good drinks. But on one of those summit days, I had the pleasure of meeting today's guests, and we had to chop it up. They were actually sitting on the panel giving us the knowledge. And so without further ado, not only does today's guest have some of the most viral reactions of our time, he has been known to perform, sing, and give the kids cunt on every carpet. He steps on Zach Campbell.
Yes. I love that intro. You ate that.
Thank you.
You ate that. And I was like, I'm a noble girl. Why would I? Somebody knight me. Like, okay. I love that.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on this infamous show. She's infamous. It is. When you have anything over 100 episodes, you're that girl.
You know what?
You know.
Somebody sent me something on TikTok how they were saying, you know, for people with podcasts, it's hard to get over 30.
Yes.
So when you...
Yes.
So, yeah.
I think we've made 30, but not like for the... official series, no.
Yeah.
Like, I've done, like, some play shit before, but can I cuss on this?
You can cuss on this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I played some play shit before, but I ain't never, you know, doing it, like, this style, it takes so much work.
Yeah.
And so much, like, just post-production dedication, so I completely give you all your tens. So y'all need everybody to know at home, like, baby, this is not easy. He make it look easy. But, baby, it is not easy.
Shout out to Darnell.
So,
you also, before we get into it, also said this is your first time ever really being on somebody else's podcast.
Yeah, man. You know, well, like, besides, like, being on, like, Terrell's show, I be doing my own shit. So, I don't be thinking about other people's shit to come on. As much as I watch, I can't, like, I'm like, oh, girl, I would love to come on. But, like, you doing your shit, and, like, it's too much
I'm
business
honored.
Stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But, like, I love your show. And, like, when we talked at the Hooray event, I was like, oh, actually, I know exactly who you are. Your clips always come around some way, somehow. And we got a lot of neutrals, too.
We do.
So I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm doing that. Okay. Regardless of whoever,
well,
I got to do
you.
Yours.
Thank you for being here.
I want to get... drinks are strong.
Ooh. The bartender. Give it up for the bartender. It's me.
I had to lean back. You know, I gotta let your stomach, because I'm using my abs. Hold on.
It tastes like we're going to the club after this.
Yeah, man. I let the liquor kind of go down a little bit.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I want to get straight into it because you are iconic. You're viral. You've been doing this for forever. Beyonce knows who you are. You know, what do you understand your role and impact to be amongst current pop culture?
You know, I never thought about it, for real. And I know this sounds crazy, but, like, I was a kid in Detroit, like, just literally recording videos in my room, not thinking about being, you know, a figure or pop culture, to even my opinion, to even mean anything.
Yeah.
So it was because I'm such a music stan. I'm such a pop music stan that, like, these are just thoughts that I'm sure other, like, people think about. But, like, I'm like, why ain't nobody talking about it like this, though? Like, I was sick of the E! Newses of the world talking in the most political way because they have to. And it's NDAs and, you know, you gotta, you know, this is a press junket, you know, so you have to say it in a certain way. So I was like, I'm tired of those opinions. Let's talk about it like how we talk about it at school, at the school lunch table.
Really?
Like, did you watch that last night?
Yeah.
And so pop music was that for me. It still is. And... it started in school, at the house, just like I did it in my dorm. And then it just started to kind of snowball. And I was like, oh, I guess y'all care about what I got to say. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it. So I just really wanted to make a community more than anything.
Yeah.
And when I found like my kind of community of people that think how I think, listen to the same music I listen to, that was it for me. And then it kind of just spilled over into the rest of the world. And I was like, oh, can't say that. Shut your mouth. Okay, can't talk about that too much. Like, it kind of just like stumbled upon me, if I had to be completely honest. And it turned into a career, but it was never an intention to be a full-on career. Like, I wanted to be a YouTuber before a YouTuber was like a thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
That's a very specific want.
That I'm in 20... 2012, I wanted to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah.
That was before people thought it was cool. I remember people thought like it was lame and like, yep. Well, I just wanted to make videos for the internet.
Yeah, right.
Like, but now everybody's a content creator.
Is trying to claw in.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
But I remember when it was like taboo, right? And I wanted to do that, but I wanted to be like an actor like on YouTube though. I didn't want people to know who I was for real. I just wanted people to just like get into characters I made up.
Yeah.
That didn't work out too well. And that's just because I was in theater. So I was like,
You were doing skits?
Yeah. Most, believe it or not. I used to do that. And like, I did it because I was in theater at the time. And so like, I just went home and made whatever we did at school at home. And I got to learn like Windows Movie Maker. And like, use like the little flip cam to like use my little, like, that was how I even learned how to edit, produce, make stuff. So like, I went to college for broadcasting, but I learned more by myself.
Yeah, just one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, but you're from Detroit.
Yeah.
How does being from Detroit impact the content that you create?
All day long, because I'm black as hell. Mm-hmm. And my, if I had to be completely honest, my perception of pop music is completely different.
Yeah.
Because I come from a predominantly black city. Mm-hmm. I was the only one rah-rah in my high school. Uh-huh. I was the only one talking about telephone and geeking out over this.
Little monster.
Everybody like, So to the point where, and shout out to Southeastern High School, 3030 Fairview.
Yes.
As I was, like, I got coined the name Lord Gaga because I was so into, like, I used to wear, like, I used to wear, like, actual fucking balls of, like, tube socks in my shoulders.
Did the shoulder pads?
Yes, because I needed to give my, and if you're from the Midwest or Detroit, you can't wear, like, what you want to wear.
No, you cannot.
So, like, people out here in California, these kids, like, oh, my God, we have, like, get with, like, JCPenney and get our clothes.
Exactly. Stick to your Sperry's.
No, baby, we had to wear Dickies and collared shirts, okay? Mm. So, like, only thing, if you want to have variety, you can wear black or khaki.
Yeah. Was this a charter school?
No, it was a regular DPS public school girl. Okay. They was like, you need to wear black or khaki or navy blue if you want to get spicy. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And and so I was like, well, how the fuck am I going to stand out in this? Right. I don't feel like this. This ain't what my gig is.
Yeah.
So I went home one day and just inspired by, it was the Born This Way era at this time. Mm-hmm. I was inspired by Gaga and these like extravagant shoulders. I was like, I can't afford Mugler, so I'll make my own. And I went in my closet, balled up some socks and like stuffed it right, like, and proportioned it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like wear a jacket over it. So like, even when I took the jacket off, my shirt would still give like a moment.
Oh,
but I was sickening.
Oh, you were ahead of your time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, damn. What a time. And my little jacket, my little windbreaker from Brothers to Co Factory. Uh-huh. Made it. Yes. It had like
I used
knits.
To go to Burlington every weekend.
That was my jam.
Yes.
Yeah, my nana had me up in there, girl.
My dad loved Burlington. What keeps you sane? Like, what are those things that help you hold together your peace in the midst of this digital age? A lot of things, a lot of chattery, a lot of work, a lot of...
What keeps me sane? I think family, friends, like having a life outside of social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't really... Like, social media is a job for me.
Yeah.
But, like, also a community, like I said, what I wanted. So, like, the Tired Ass Army, shout out. Those are my girls. Like, we kiki, we do what we need to do. We keep each other abrupt on everything. And that kind of keeps me sane because outside of that is the entertainment industry of it all. Does that make sense? So, like, the little bubble I've made keeps me sane. But then when it spills into the rest of the entertainment industry, I guess that's when it's rocky or interesting. But, like, even then, it's just having a really core support system behind you. Like,
that's good.
My boyfriend, my friends, my family, I can go home and just be as weird as I want to be.
Be yourself.
And, like, not have to think about nothing. So, like, it's good to, like, log out for real.
Yeah.
Like, for real, for real.
I know, that's right. Mm-hmm. Which current or past social media trend do you love and which one do you wish everybody would let go of?
Oof. Hmm. That's a really good question.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, though? Because I wasn't really into trends like that.
You weren't really into trends? Well, see, I'm sick of everybody making their beds.
Oh! Yeah, that shit is fucking foul. That whole, like, waking up and like, oh my God, this is how I wake up in the morning. And like,
no, you don't.
Crack your eggs and like, you put your lavender on your shower and like, girl.
And everybody's so tastefully almost naked.
Oh no, or
what?
The girls that make, this is one of my best friends. I'm sorry, Arnell. I love you, girl. But the girls that just make the coffee all are aesthetically looking.
Name drop.
Like, I'm just making my, like, the espresso.
Oh, yes.
She gonna cuss me out. But bitch, I be like, girl, that is so OD. So maybe that's something I don't like. The lifestyle, like everybody's a lifestyle guru.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that.
Have your coffee in peace.
Like, just let me be trifling. You know what I mean? If I wanna just get up out my bed and like just go about my day.
I don't wanna make that whole day.
I didn't make that bitch today.
You know?
Sorry, but not. Because you know why? It's ready for me when I wanna hop back in this bitch.
Ready to go.
You know, I don't have to, cause bitch, let me tell you something. I didn't make my bed today. The thing is, when you make your bed, you got to fold that bitch back.
You do.
You ever have to get like re-comfortable in your shit? Like you got to like find that spot again.
Well, see, listen, I am OCD, make my bed almost every day, but I don't record it in my Calvin Klein's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hoisted.
Sucked up in there.
What is your sign?
Aries.
Really?
Yeah, what's yours?
Aquarius.
Your birthday soon.
Yeah, my birthday's like next week. But like, I don't know why I thought you were like a Virgo or something.
Well, I'm a Virgo rising. My mom is a Virgo and she raised me.
It smells. Yeah, it smells Virgo in here.
Okay.
I love Aries though.
Describe your version of utopia.
My version of utopia would be...
Sorry.
Mine would be, to be quite honest, everybody breaking out into musical... Mm-hmm. Like everything is a musical.
Okay.
Like even right now, if I was like, everybody's talking at me.
Yeah.
Like if I just like got into it right now, just to break out into it, like, and everything was like separate apart.
You're speaking to my heart.
But then we can get back into it like just normal. Like right. I go back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, but like if everybody can do a cutaway to a musical, that'd be so sickening to me.
It's very That's So Raven singing episodes.
Absolutely, but even more of a budget.
Oh.
Give me High School Musical 3 budget.
Yeah.
Now that was a budget. Because High School Musical 1 and 2, cute, like Disney
cute.
TV money. Cute. Like, you get
this
it.
Is when they was at the golf resort?
No, that was number three was when it was the prom and the graduation.
Those
were sets,
school,
baby.
Musical. Yeah.
Baby, those were sets.
They were
I said, oh, they spent money on this.
Yes, it was big.
Yeah. So 1 and 2, cute. But like I want breakaway sets. I need people to come down from the ceilings. Yeah. I need pyro.
Oh.
And then it just goes back to normal.
Okay. So you know what's trending right now, actually, I was just talking about trends, is the Drunken Love Challenge. The Beyonce in Dubai.
And people singing it.
You don't want to sing it with me?
No.
Why?
I will fuck that up.
Why? Really?
It's like, you know, it's like a hymn.
Goodbye. Never mind.
It's like, no, because like that's something.
It is. It's spiritual.
You just don't touch.
It's spiritual.
You know, there's some things you just don't touch. And I feel like it's disrespectful to her if I sit up here and tried it like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And she worked hard for that note, girl.
Well, we know you have a podcast as well, as we talked about. Why did you, I can't even play with you. Why did you decide to start a podcast when you're already dominating the game in so many different things? Why was it like podcasts? Let me get in.
So I did a podcast long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like right before podcasts were like cool. Mm. But like I didn't make it public. I made it like a YouTube member only thing.
Oh.
Back in when YouTube members like first started. And I did a couple, and I knew Tired Ass Podcast was gonna be a thing there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if people wanna see that on my main channel. So I just made it a member thing. Cause
at that time,
just reactions was it for me. Like talking about pop culture was it. And then I was like, let me just take a swing at it for real, like how I did it back in the day, which why I think viewers were excited, because if you already watched the members only, you already, you know,
they had a taste.
So I brought it back to the main channel just as a own series, and I was actually quite surprised. I was like, oh, y'all watch this for real? Okay, my God.
No, that's real good.
Yeah, so I'm my own critic, honestly. I'm the problem.
Okay, well, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Before you say that,
uh-huh.
Follow me here.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You have a co-host.
Yes. Okay, so Trey.
Yes.
Trey Melvin is the co-host. However, he won't be on the second season.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, well, he's going to go do sickening things.
Okay,
he's
great.
He's going to Juilliard. I don't know if he's probably talked about this already, but if he didn't, here he is.
Uh-oh.
He's going to go better his craft for like a couple of months in New York. So while he's going to New York, we're going to hold it down over here and just, I'm actually excited because this season we're going to be having a rotating table.
Oh, dope.
So like multiple different people like that I love in the industry or just people that I respect in the industry are coming on to just talk and drink and have a good time.
I love that.
So I'm actually excited this season to like see how that goes,
because
I didn't try that format before. So it'll be fun.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, former co-host now. He was naked on Twitter. Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
Well, I've seen Trey naked in pub in person many times where I didn't want to see him naked.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Trey, okay. He's just a nudist in real life.
Oh.
Yeah. So him putting it on Twitter, I was like, well, now everybody else knows how I feel. Either you want to do something or like Trey put it up.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That baby likes to be naked.
What was the moment though, on a serious note, what was the moment that you decided to take your fitness and weight loss journey seriously? What was that?
Wow, that was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was turning 25, I want to say, in 2018 yeah. or 2019. That was 2025, yes. I grew up the big kid.
Okay.
I was skinny at first, but I went through foster care and depression and weight and everything like that. So eating was like my thing. Like that was like a go-to for me mm-hmm. at that time. So going through high school and going through college, like I tried to lose weight in college. It didn't work. I was still clinging to food as a go-to because I was stressing about school. So, like, I would use food to kind of... I wasn't smoking weed yet either. So, I was like, oh, my God, I should probably find something else.
please, please.
Oh, Lord. But food was that for me. Food was that comfort. And I got to L.A. and noticed how easy it was to be healthy. Because, like, in the Midwest, it's very hard to be healthy.
Yo.
Because, like, they give you, like...
Portions.
There is no portions. It's just a plate.
And then you go into the places where, you know.
Like trans fats and shit. We don't care.
No.
We don't care about
there's
that.
Is that a Sweet Green in Detroit and Kansas
fuck
City?
What are we talking about? What are we doing here? All the salad bowl shit, that's not there. So like, even organic things. Yeah. Like Detroit, if you want to, it's there, but you have to like really want to find it. But like in California, you look up, bitch, there's a salad bowl place right here
okay.
on the corner, like a liquor store.
Yes, it is.
In California. Motherfuckers like salads out here. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll give it a swing.
Okay.
Gave it a swing and I got obsessed with it because I like I said, I come from theater and show choir. Mm. And so dancing and singing, the only thing I would hinder me from like going my full potential was my weight because I couldn't belt the note like I would like to because I'm doing a jump across the stage and to land it and hit a note really quickly was like it would sound that shaky.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's terrible. And so it was more so, not even for the aesthetic, it was more so just because I want to be a really good performer. And I really love choreography. I love challenging myself.
You
as
be
a performer.
Fucking it up on the.
Thank you, friend.
On but one, two steps.
I even want to go harder than that. Yeah. Like it's something about the art of making moments with your body.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm such a fucking performance nerd. I can sit up here and talk about performing all day long. But I wanted my body to be ready for that kind of impact, and I wanted my body to be pushed to limits that it never has before. Because I gave depression and darkness so much of my childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was really good to finally be like, you know what, in my adulthood, I'm going to let go of these toxic niggas.
Because they're out here.
I'm not going to talk to nobody toxic. I'm going to be single for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to lose my weight. I'm going to have fun with it. And I still, the thing is, I have body dysmorphia down. However, I love food still.
Yeah,
and I
will
always,
good.
But and that's the thing. I will always love food.
Yeah.
And anybody out there that's suffering by dysmorphia, baby, I understand it down, baby. Like, boots. Like, I get it. Because it's like, you work so hard, and like, where the fuck is it all going?
Yep.
Or you see somebody else that can eat what they want to eat, and they're just like, how the fuck could you do that?
Yeah.
Or I can't gain the weight I want to gain to get the muscle I want to gain. Like, it's so real.
Yeah.
And I just want people to understand that it starts to mute itself more and more when you start to focus more on what you really, truly want and not what you're trying to obtain for aesthetics.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to become healthier or look at it as you want to make better choices with your food or you want to look fuller in your jeans, you know what I mean? So not comparing to somebody else, just worry about your own journey.
Yeah.
That starts to mute body dysmorphia really well. And I noticed that for me.
Social media can be hard to do that. So
girl,
it's
everybody
like,
face-tuned them waist and like, strength. Girl, fuck that. Girl, fuck these bitches on social media. Let me tell you something. Every bitch you live for out there is face-tuning down,
yeah,
okay?
It's not real.
It's baby, so many people I've met in real life.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, ooh, bitch, you face-tuned. And I'd be feeling, I'm like, why don't I?
flash a Facetune like that? If y'all could just get away with it like that, damn.
Yeah.
So I promise you, these girls be wearing girdles in person trying to look like Instagram because they can't even match the Facetune shit,
girl.
Oh,
my gosh.
No shade.
Yeah. Well, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh.
Money.
Uh-huh.
Soul food. And the homeless population.
Actually, what the fuck? It's none of this shit goes together. Wow. Oh, fuck, Archie. Okay. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Money.
Soul food.
The homeless population.
What the fuck? Okay. I would marry... Oh, God. Fuck, this is terrible. I don't even... I would fuck soul food.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I've got to do that.
I want to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to fuck soul food. I'm going to fuck it well. And I'm going to kill the homeless population. Because it shouldn't be there. We could do better.
That's a good
as
point.
As a nation.
That's a good point.
And I'm going to have to marry my money.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 I'm going to have to do that.
Okay.
I love my coin. That's my girl.
I love that you love your coin.
That's my girl.
Do you want kids?
Not really. You know, I do, but I don't. Like, I want kids for, like...
Content?
Fuck that.
A musical?
I wouldn't even... No.
A family musical?
Ooh, that would be sick.
Okay.
You ate that.
Ah.
If I do it, you do get 10%.
Yay!
Yay! I hate that. In the background, too. Yay!
That was so small.
You ate that. Fuck. No. I want kids, but no, I don't want kids.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah. I got two dogs.
Yeah.
I'm not saying kids are dogs, but like, they are, like, my dogs are kids to me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if I feel like doing that with another, like a little human, because little humans are like, that's a big responsibility. Like, that's like, do you want kids?
Yes.
You give me father. I love that for you. How many kids would you like?
I'm open. Depends on my budget.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you would have more than two?
I don't want no more than five.
Oof.
But I would take four. I would.
You could do four kids?
Yeah.
Are you like, okay, are you like did you babysit kids and shit?
Well, my mom had a daycare for 13 years.
Got you.
And I just like kids. I relate to kids.
Like, I fuck with kids, though. But I'm a bomb-ass uncle.
That matters.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that
they gonna
I
go
would...
to your house when I'm on vacation.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Like, I'm dead-ass. No, I'm so dead-ass right now. Bitch, I am the best uncle ever. Like, all my cousins and like, I love Christmas. I love birthdays. I am the one that's going to be extra.
Yes.
I just don't want to keep them all day long, all the rest of my life.
That's okay.
So you can go home. And I can go back to going on vacations.
Yeah.
And working all day long and have to think about no kids.
Okay.
So I think that for me, I think my younger siblings are going to do the job for me. I see them having kids. I see my little brother probably having one tomorrow.
Huh.
And that'll be enough for me.
Okay.
That'll be enough for me.
Do you watch porn?
I think I did before I got here.
What's your go-to?
I don't have a...
You watched it in the car?
Maybe.
Spicy.
Yes, I mean, you know, I just got a new car, so I want to break it in a little bit. No, well, you know, me and my boyfriend, we like this... Because we like the same porn, but we don't. Because he likes, like... He likes... Well, makes sense. He likes really big butts. Like, he likes black...
Well, makes sense. Yeah.
You know, he like, my boyfriend likes to watch, like any boy that I see him, like, on his timeline or something like that, they probably got, like, a really fat ass and probably, like, dark skin. And I'd be like, yeah, I could feel this that.
You're describing yourself.
I mean, right.
Yes.
And so, I see why you live. But for me, I don't really have a go-to because I like straight porn, too.
Yeah.
I love lesbian porn.
Okay, I can watch it straight. Lesbian, I'm good.
Oh, I love lesbian porn. Lesbian porn is hot.
Mm.
Lesbian porn is so hot. And I'm gay as fuck, by the way. Like, you know, it's a spectrum. You know, so like, who the fuck can put it in the box? Right. But like, I love lesbian porn. And I think my go-to, anything... like amateur. That's what my go-to is. Let's go there.
Okay.
That's how I wrap it all up. I like amateur. Don't give me production shit.
No.
I don't have time for the lights and the camera and the angles and the makeup and the prettiness. I like it to feel like it just came, like you airdropped it to me.
Ah. Wow.
That's nasty.
That's Sick.
I want to see bitches fucking in the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like car.
In the back seat. You never fucked in the back seat before?
No.
At all?
No.
You never gave head in the back seat. You never got head in the back seat.
I've gotten head while driving.
Not, you know, do you like that shit?
I was in Chicago going down the Miracle Mile. Sorry.
Did you actually like it though?
Cause I had fun.
I fucked with it, but like, I could have crashed at any time.
Yeah, well, that's the risk you take.
But what do you tell your insurance company?
I'm sorry.
I was getting my dick sucked before I crashed in the back of this Bentley.
I gotta pay for it.
Fuck! Now that's the most expensive blowjob you'll ever get, bitch. Wow. Fuck! Now I gotta call Geico. What a goddamn shame. Shit.
Geico?
Yeah. Shout out to Geico.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well listen.
Okay, before you ask the next question.
Wait.
What kind of porn you be watching?
You see how you bring another...
Wait, let me ask you what I'm going to do this.
Another host on the show.
Do you watch porn?
You know, me and porn have a very interesting relationship.
And in the sense of?
I definitely used to be addicted to porn.
Really?
Yeah. And so...
But like mild addiction or like, girl, like you couldn't go 5 times a day?
It would interfere when I'm in person.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, I've been in therapy and everything.
No, dead ass. Mm-hmm. Like you would have to like, and if you were like about to hook up with somebody, you have to like watch porn to hook up with them?
That's what they would suggest. I never done it, but like...
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. But I like the gutter stuff.
Mm-hmm. What the... But what is the gutter stuff? Would you please explain what the fuck the gutter stuff means?
I feel like...
Because when I think about the gutter stuff...
I relate to your...
The
your
amateur.
Homemade.
Yes.
I relate to the... Yes.
Airdrop-ish.
Yeah, and I love a good black one too, you know? Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I like the... every part.
Like, do you like... Is it strictly gay? Like, do you like strictly gay? Or
that
do you...
really gets me going, yeah.
That really gets me going. Yeah. Because I like squirting videos.
From a woman?
Yes.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Lord, what is this? Okay, I'm so sorry. We can continue.
All right, well, listen. Wow.
I don't want that.
I don't want that.
No, that's an edit right there, bitch. I don't want that. I just want to see that back. That's just, I just,
roll
your face.
Tape.
Your face was
roll
hilarious.
I don't want that. No. Okay, so wait. What do you anticipate that will be the biggest album of 2023?
Well, I know Rihanna for sure. That album is going to sweep.
Is this year?
Yeah, it has to be.
Okay.
I mean, if just talking to her PR team, this is right now, they'll be very, 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 very interesting if they do not...
Especially the Super Bowl.
...drop after the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, at least a couple months after, or at least announced a world tour after.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, even if you don't drop the album, and drops a world tour, and then do the album during the world tour. You know what I mean? Like
this. You have to.
These are possibilities that can open up. Yep. Like, this is a big... platform for Rihanna right now. And this is the most legendary comeback to music you could ever do.
It has to be.
Fucking Super Bowl.
It has to be.
Can't get, as a musician, there's no stage bigger than the Super Bowl. Like, there's literally no stage bigger.
Yeah.
Unless you do like the World Cup or something.
Right.
Other than that, that's it. So like.
Even still,
like, this is like the fucking, like, this is American culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, take it there.
Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Are they making it? They made it to Super Bowl?
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't watch football, so.
The Rihanna concert?
At the football game.
Tune in. Okay. What has been the most meaningful moment of your journey thus far?
The most meaningful, without a doubt, without even thinking, is meeting B. Without a doubt. Like, meeting B, but also meeting Gaga.
Mm.
Those two women, I think, you know, it was the most full circle shit in my life. Because, like I said, being the only kid in Detroit, loving pop music. And, like, Beyonce was always my fave. Mm-hmm. Since, like, if I had to be completely honest, my Beehive card was established in 2006. I didn't register until 2006.
What happened?
Yeah, well, 2000, when Crazy in Love came out, I was too young to understand what was going on.
I get you.
I was in third grade. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm not even going to hold you. The whole Destiny's Child era, like, I would hear a little, you know you want to, but like, I didn't know the catalog. I was eight or seven.
Yes.
Like, you know?
I Destiny's Child, I didn't appreciate Destiny's Child until
writings on the wall, like, yeah. until, like, right when I was, like, in fourth grade. So, like, at this point, they were about to take a break. Beyonce mm-hmm. was about to get solo. So, mm-hmm. like, Destiny's Fulfilled is when I really, like, oh, I fuck with these. Well, like, I knew Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
You know, like, they, I was there because of Survivor and Charlie's Angels. And, like,
the marketing of it all
was there. The only Destiny's Child album I ever bought was the remix album of Writing on the Wall with Missy Elliott, exclusively produced by Missy Elliott. Okay. I bought it at Walmart. Yes, mm-hmm. I still have the thing situation. So like, that was my first ever Beyonce thing I ever bought.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy in Love, I was too young to understand the signs and like Crazy in Love and like Me, Myself, and I. I was too young to, but I knew it was good music, right?
Yep.
But B-Day, that album, I was in sixth grade now.
Yes, I get you.
And I knew Beyonce because Beyonce was like the black girl like in the hood. Because let me tell you something. I was going to say this on my channel, but I'll say it here. But let me tell you. Beyonce, the reason why I don't fuck with the overhyped and like she's overhyped. I don't know why y'all see the thing is this. Let people understand. Beyonce was the OG popular black girl.
Yes.
And in the sense of, I'm talking about the Vibe magazines, the Essence magazines, the Jet magazines. Beyonce was the, like, that was our poster girl at that time. And I don't think people remember, like, black culture, we had to fight for our right to be popularized and, you know, mainstream. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop had to fight to be mainstream at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce was like, we got Beyonce, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we had 50 Cent, Beyonce. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that was that culture. And yeah. I think people tend to forget that Beyonce was that girl that we had then mm-hmm. to like be the poster girl of a beautiful black voluptuous woman
yeah.
that was unapologetic and talented and can compete with the white folk. No shade. People forgot about that.
Damn.
And so fast forward to now where she's this legendary being.
Because they were hyping up Britney and it was like Britney was barely
girl. But why do you think Beyonce was in the fucking commercials with Pink and Britney at the time?
Exactly. Pepsi.
Because she was the only black girl.
Super Bowl.
Come on now. She was the black girl that we had that can. We had other black girls that was dominating R&B and doing all that.
Yeah.
But we finally had a black girl that could really infester with the white folk
crossover.
And make them like, girl, get into me.
Crossover.
And so we knew that. Black people knew that in the 90s. Mm. We already been done new.
Mm.
And the rest of the world caught up.
Yeah.
So now that she's this legendary being, it's like, I'm gonna need girls to really understand where she came from because she don't forget. So it's like, know your history before you try to come for my girl. Like,
you said it.
So meeting those two girls, meeting Beyonce and Gaga is one of the most, I remember I had to tell her, I said, you know you just won an Oscar, bitch. Like, you can be a bitch to me if you want to. Because she's so goddamn like.
That's good.
Gaga is like it's like a homegirl. But both of them act like that. Yeah. Beyonce, I didn't expect her to be so like homegirl. And I'm like, y'all know y'all like these extra like crazy beings in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in person, I guess I have people ask me, like, how don't you like get frozen or like, you know, how can you have these conversations? You kind of like, in that moment, you remember they're human.
Your energy.
And they're an actual woman. Like, it's an actual just a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Just a badass bitch.
Yeah.
Rich as fuck. But a bad, I can't relate there.
Please.
But I can relate everywhere else because you are a woman that chased a dream and you did it.
Yes.
And that's why meeting those two women, you know, growing up with them and loving them through the TV screen, it was magical to meet them in person and still have that, if not more, like, damn, like, you really are that girl.
That girl.
Yeah.
I'm that. Okay, so.
Literally.
Speaking of Beyonce, I want to play a game with you.
Okay. All right, what's the game, Archie? Because, you know, you be having shit up your sleeve. And I watch the show. I don't fuck with you for real. And the thing is, this whole, like, oh, my God, I'm just Archie. What are you talking about? Don't let that shit fool y'all at home.
Oh,
this bitch is evil for real, for real. She knows what she be doing, girl. All right, what you got? What you want us to do, girl? What you want this game to be?
Cut the camera.
Welcome to the Archie Podcast, where we speak our minds and sing it loud. And you can, too. If you want to promote your product or business, just hit us up by emailing info@archiej.com, and let's work together. Speaking of Beyonce, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Now, this game is going to be real fun.
I'm not good
so
at
this
making
is,
stuff.
We got these boards here, right? Mm-hmm. Vision board. You know, you've heard of a vision board.
Yeah.
We're going to have one.
My first one at Todrick's house for the first time in my life.
Congratulations.
Never made a vision board before.
We're going to do a vision board
okay.
of what we see, what's in our head, what our vision would be for Beyonce's tour with these cutouts, markers. We're going to have 1 minute and we're going to give our presentation.
Are we thinking like, is this?
Whatever. Did you see Beyonce going to come out on stage with our resources right here?
Is this like stage design though?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
In 1 minute?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes. Darnell, do you have the clock? Okay. So whenever he says go, enunciate so they can hear you on the mic.
I can grab supplies.
Grab some stuff.
Okay. Grab the shit. Loka, get the stuff.
Look at this. Is this a, what's this?
You know.
Is this a dildo?
No, that's a butt plug. You ever used a butt plug before?
No.
I haven't either. I'm terrified.
I don't like penetrational sex.
Sick. Question.
What?
Like for real, for real?
What?
You don't fuck with bottoming?
No.
Same.
Oh.
No, okay. because dead ass. Okay, so like, you don't, okay.
We're supposed to play a game, but 1 second.
Yeah, we're going to play a game, but then butt plugs are on the table, so I have to talk about a butt plug. Here we are.
Please.
So like, when I got into my relationship, right?
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend had to have that conversation where I was like, I understand. I understand. I get it. Because I give it, you know? Yeah. But like, I don't like it.
Yes, and everybody's been talking about my ass for about solid 2 years.
Same. Well, a little longer than that, but yes.
Good for you.
But just butt stuff.
Yes.
And I'd be like, I don't know.
So,
but I just like, do you like, this is so weird, bro. Have you ever heard of this thing? With two dudes do. And it's my favorite thing to do. It's called frauding. Have you ever heard of that?
You
have the class heard of that?
You know what that is, Darnell?
You've heard of that?
He's pointing at something.
Oh, no, he's pointing at himself.
He's a frauder.
You're
a frauder?
Yes, but it's like, okay, so it's like friction. I've done that. That's the shit, too.
Ooh. I know what you're talking about.
Between the legs is the shit, too. A little lube, but between the legs. Baby, that's better than fuck. The thing is, for my girls out there, like me and Archie, that don't like to bottom like that, but you like the intimacy of penis. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of other things to do. One thing is through the thigh. That's another thing. Have you ever fucked through the thighs before?
No.
You try fucking through the thigh. Whoever you hook up with.
I'm gonna call you right after.
Yes, tell me if I had to do it. It's sickening.
Okay.
Do that. But also frauding, where you put your shits together.
I seen a video.
And y'all go.
Yeah, I seen it.
I put a little lube on that too.
That's good.
And go
okay. All right.
Do you like intimacy?
Yeah.
Do you plan that? Because I'm like, I like intimacy over sex.
Yeah.
Like, sex is.
Yes. Like, let's just.
But I like breathing.
Beer.
You know, like breathe and like have that passion, you know? Okay, back to Beyonce stage.
All righty. So, we are going to have 1 minute. Darnell, grab your clock. Let's go. We got 1 minute.
Okay.
And this is our life depend on it. So, you can grab some shit.
Okay.
Or you can just use markers. Whatever gets you there easier.
Okay.
We got some disco balls, as we know, some butt plugs now. Some money. We got a booty. Carisha's here. Carisha's here.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, here we go.
All right. Let me know when to start.
Start.
All right. We got 5, 4, 3, 2, and go.
Okay.
All right. So I'm a lady.
Oh, girl, my shit ain't sticking.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait. Ooh. Yeah. Disco ball.
Of course.
I need Beyonce on that horse.
Of course. And of course.
Uh huh.
This is how she gonna come out right here. Oh yes.
But of course.
Oh shit. Okay. Uh huh. Yep. Oh, I'm gonna use Carisha. I'm gonna use Carisha. I got 30 seconds.
What the fuck, Carisha will
be? I feel like she's gonna be in the audience.
I mean, everybody's gonna be in the audience.
You know, I feel like she's gonna be front up center. Oh, this is a little vulgar. Uh huh. Okay. I'm gonna use these pencils. 15 seconds.
No big deal.
All right.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, oh.
Where's that one thing?
I need some gay stuff.
Motherfucking shit.
She need. What?
You took it.
Here's one. Here's one.
No, I don't want.
One.
All right. Okay. Okay, so please give us your breakdown and show the people your vision board on the camera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do y'all got a shot of that? Got a good shot of that right here.
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
Tell him.
Look at that.
Tell him.
Okay. So.
Yes.
I feel, first of all, of course, black queens are going to be there.
Yeah.
And like, if you ever been to a Beyonce concert with a black woman, it is life changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about.
I've been.
Freaking out with a black woman about Beyonce, and we both sweating out our wigs. It's amazing. So that's going to happen. But the girls are going to be voguing in the crowd this time. Beyonce, one other thing I love about Beyonce, because she's been doing this since the start of her solo career,
She's always included plus size women on stage. So I'm excited to see what other plus size dancers are going to be on stage. There's going to be fire. There's going to be some type of elaborate set. She's going to have a LED wall because she loves the LED wall moment.
Oh, that's good.
She might have Money Fall from the Sky on Diva because I've been getting to the money. Come back. Of course, the stage and the lightings are going to be crazy. You know, the bitch likes projection and she likes shit like that. The gays will be in the house because this album was for the girls. It was a love letter in my mind to the queer beehive because Beyonce has been shouting us out through music all of her career. But, you know, she said for the one time, we gave it to my girls completely. Mm-hmm. And then a crown because... Duh. And then fireworks at the end because she's probably going to close with Drunken Love, the Dubai version.
Okay, that was great.
Yeah, that's what I
you
got.
You really had a packed up board there.
Yeah, I did that quick.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you. So mine's really quickly, it's just, we're going to give OG stage, right? Mm. Lighting, projection, screens, right? Mm-hmm. We have that. This little yellow stuff here, that's the, orange. That is, stop it. That is fireworks coming out at every moment. Also, disco balls everywhere.
Those were fireworks?
Stop. This here is some money, right? She gonna give our money. I feel like she's gonna donate back to us in a way because I know these tickets is half somebody's asshole.
You think?
I hope. And here's Beyonce on the horse because she has to have that horse.
Renee has to show up.
The horse has to come. And then the Vulgars. And I put Carisha there just because I feel like she's really gonna be at a lot of concerts on her story. And so she's down here at the bottom in the front row of the audience.
I love that for her.
Yeah. And gays.
Yeah, because like, we're everywhere.
Well, that was fun. All right. Ooh. Well, thank you for playing that game. I have one more game for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it arts and craft again?
No, it's not. Whew. I know.
I can't draw for shit, baby.
Okay. So
I saw they brought out boards and markers. I said, oh, shit. Here I go about to make an ass of myself today. Lord.
So I'm going to give you these real quick, right? So I'm going to need you to hold these up. When you pick them, you can pick them in any order.
Just hold it up right now.
It's a face of a celebrity. So are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
This is called Who Wants to Be a Manager? Give me a jingle.
Who wants to be a manager? Manager, manager. Who wants to be a manager? Manage me today. I'm taking
10%. Okay. So that you're holding up. Who's that?
Kind of look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just a good picture. It's my girl,
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your client Beyonce comes to you and says, "Hey, I just got asked to perform at a benefit in Africa for $75 million, but I don't want to do it because the doctor has me back in my kitten heels. What do you do?"
I'll get you potato flats, girl. We're going to the fucking, we gotta go up to the motherland. $75 million, honey. Okay. We got bills to pay, taxes to pay. The IRS don't fuck around. So we're gonna go ahead and take this check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, potato flats it will be. You know, then again, my girl Gaga did it. Why can't she?
Ooh.
Gaga had the hip surgery moment. She had to wear her flats and she was on stage in her flat boots. And we didn't say anything. We let her do her thing.
Who's next?
Oh, yeah.
Who's next? OJ Simpson.
Oh.
Hold him up. Hold him up.
Archie, why did you put... This is what I'm talking about. Archie be fucking around.
Hold him up.
Why the fuck is OJ Simpson on here?
Your client, OJ Simpson...
Why would I have OJ
Simpson? ...shares with you that he is about to start a kitchen line with pots, pans, blenders, and knives. What's your response?
No. No, we're not doing it. Okay. We're not doing it. Okay. What the fuck we gonna call it? Okay. What we gonna call it?
Next person.
Uh-huh.
Next person. Oh, take a look.
Oh.
Michael B. Jordan. Hold him up.
Hmm.
Your client, Michael B. Jordan, informs you that he desperately wants Lori Harvey back and is about to make an announcement on Instagram Live. Your advice is?
Sit your ass down. Go home. Stop talking about her.
Mm.
Move on. Mm. It's okay, because she has. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. Because, you know, I'm sure Michael thought he was the catch in this situation here.
He's fine.
And he is gorgeous. Yeah. You know, am I rubbing his nipple?
Nope. There's no nipples in that photo, but you touching that clavicle.
Well, listen.
We can put a lot of stuff
I'm choking him right here.
Yeah, oof.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he thinks he's hot, you know? And he is. Fine. Ugh. Gorgeous. But Lori Harvey's, you know... She's just that girl. And the pussy's big. So, like, it's just, I'm sorry, you just can't fuck with it. You just can't fuck with it.
I will forever say pussy is big now.
Yeah, girl. Because we all talk about big dicks and all that, girl. But my pussy's big. Y'all been mad at me. Girl,
who's the
please.
Next person? Who is that?
Oh, my girl, Miss Normani. Okay, I'm excited.
You just started repping Normani.
We need to stop.
Who says she finally has a date for her deluxe album?
Deluxe?
What do you do?
How do we get to a deluxe?
What do you do?
We didn't have the... This is tired. I feel set up. Let me tell you something. Well, first of all, you know... This is a trap. Let me tell you something. Well, in order to get to the deluxe, we need to release the first album, you know? But, you know, if I was honestly a part of Normani's camp, the first thing I would do is whatever single that she thinks is not good, we're putting it out. Let me tell you something. Normani, and this is because I know her and we've talked, my girl is a perfectionist to the core. Mm. And I hate when I see people hit her up online and badger her or compare her to other artists because they're releasing and she's not. Yeah. The thing about Normani is that she cares about music so much. And the reason why she doesn't release, not solely is because of this, but because of she wants to make sure the song hits. And so I'll be like, if I was her manager, I'll be like, all right, listen, you're sickening, girl. Mm-hmm. Get over yourself. We're out to release it. I don't have time. The girls are waiting. Because let me tell you something. The girls don't wait too long nowadays. The girls will look at you like, oh, all right. Exactly. And she's too talented for that. You know what I mean? I would love to see her.
I agree.
I promise you, she is her own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And she knows that. Yeah. And so it's like, bitch, I'll take my time until I'm ready.
There you go.
But bitch, she needs to come out.
Well, that's it. Thank you for playing along. You have a lot of big budget clients. And so I'm rooting for you in your manager career.
I can't wait. I'd actually be a sickening manager.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Don't you look at that?
Oh, we'll get you one on the way.
No, I'm loving it because it's perfect timing.
It's perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Wow. Anything else we need to stay tuned for? You're an artist. People need to stream your latest music video. Something else coming? I don't know.
The new song, Maybe It's Love, is out.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little psycho.
Okay.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
I like to wake up my team when I have like a rush, like I'm that client, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like when I have a rush of influence, of like inspiration, I have to wake up everybody so everybody can be like as crazy as I am.
Yeah.
Because I want to make something now.
Gotcha.
And so I wrote a song 2 years ago, right at me and Brian, my boyfriend Brian's first anniversary.
Mm.
Because I was falling in love and I didn't know and I hated it. Yeah, I'm an Aquarius, I can't help it. Because I was afraid of it. I was in a toxic relationship before. And so, and like I said, I was single for 3 years, so I loved my alone time. I lived for being single at that time.
Yeah.
And so this person just kind of came in and fucked me up and started to, like, love me. I was like, ew, why are you doing this? And why are you doing it? Why are you doing it really well? And so I wrote this song called Maybe It's Love, and it's very vulnerable. But I wanted to make a record inspired by, like, the Luther Vandross's and the Michael Jackson Butterflies of the world.
Ooh, that's good.
So, like, the harmonies, I was obsessed with making really, 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 like, let's stack as many vocals as I can, as I can possibly do in my range.
Mm.
And let's make these silky moments throughout the song. And I wanted real strings, real drums, real guitar, real piano. I wanted it to feel like it's already acoustic, but just add some 808 and stuff to it. And I have some more pop stuff coming out because my first record was pop, but like I wanted to break it up. I didn't want to do so much like pop, 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 as much as I love popping my pussy.
Right.
I wanted to just show the diversity as I am as an artist. I love, actual instrumentation. I'm obsessed with that. And so I was like, I have to put that in my music. And the EP will be out this year too. So look out for that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Cheers to our last little sips here.
Yeah. Hey
friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit archiej.com and follow me on social media at @ArchieJSpeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it.